That's the kind of authority that's in his glory. It's all the way from one word, one phrase. Here's one phrase. The gospel of the glory. And it's so much of a power that's in God's kingdom that when you do your own homework and do your own survey, you will find out that 90%, like my survey, 90% of the people had never heard that. Because that's showing you that there is a spiritual realm that's taking place to keep that in confusion and keep that blinded. That's what the God of this age is doing. So with that in mind, I'll move right straight out of that into this. Let me look at this verse real quick so you can see there's this pattern again. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says this, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." So let me show you this because you'll start seeing this as a pattern. I said the two become one. Well, here's this, in him, it's in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. We've been taught with salvation language that we've invited Christ into us. Christ in me, hope of glory. And with salvation language, we've been taught that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. However, all I really did in truth is I invited Christ into my life. I did not step into his life where he's operating through me. Now he's leading me, and there's a yieldedness that's in my spirit, and some of the conditions that shows up that I know that I'm in Christ, it's because I have total peace that's radiating out of me. It's not just peace on the inside. It's peace wherever I go, and it's affecting things. And he says, this is how you know that it's my doctrine. Jesus said this in John 7, verses 16, 17, and 18. He says, "My doctrine came from God, but the validation that you know that it came from God is what I say manifests." That's what he's actually saying. And he's saying, this is how you can tell that my doctrine, which is from the Father of glory, came from God, because you can willfully act on what I said and it will manifest. So he's actually talking, not only is it his will, he's talking about us engaging our will. So I willfully declare his word. And then he says that it will prove that my doctrine came from the Father of glory. Well, that's the same thing that says at the end of Mark. It says that he confirmed the word with signs and wonders following. So in that, where I talked about that before, where we're dancing with him, here it is. He's leading me, and I'm following. That's my relationship. I walk worthy in the kingdom. He's leading me, and I follow. But I'm also given leave where I'm leading by speaking first, and he's following with signs and wonders and miracles. So it's like each step of the way, and this is where it says it from glory to glory, each step of the way, it's not, well, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's, I've never been here before, from glory to glory. I've never been here before. I've never been here before. Every step I'm making is, I've never been there before. God, who has made this plan and has designed and has purposed in what we would be walking in, it's never going to be anything I've ever had any kind of understanding, because that's why now it comes into a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I have total confidence in him. I recognize his voice. And so when he says go, I go, but I've never had any experience in it before. That's where our mind, which is the old nature, fear starts coming up really rapid. It's like, wow, what do I do? Peace is making a willful decision in my soul to connect with his word, and I can walk in peace. And I don't have to have, I don't go through a whole bunch of operations. Then I'm an expert in heart operations. He's already placing us where we're going forward with him, taking and leading us into things that are brand new. And that's why this is the most amazing thing, because it's like Each time that he does this, and this is the end result, each time he does that, he establishes his word majorly every single time. It's these pearls of wisdom that's in his glory. You act on it, and it gets established within you. It established you because it's established in you. This is why it's amazing. It went where now when you spoke what was an established word, it starts establishing other people at the same level. Because that hasn't been happening on a regular basis, this whole world would have been saved and transformed thousands of years ago, operating because this glory wisdom accelerates everything. That was that word he gave me. It accelerates everything we ever knew. However, from the Father's perspective, see, you have to have a whole picture of his whole picture here. From the Father's perspective, he wasn't even revealing a lot of these pearls in his glory until these last days. That's exactly what the scripture says in Habakkuk 2:14. He says that write down the revelation, write down the vision, so that whoever reads it can run with it. Though it tarries, it shall speak in the end. We're in the end times. And this is that revelation that he talks about. It's in verse 14. He says that the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea. So that right there is a phrase, the knowledge of the glory. That's the same one. If you trace that, it's over here in the same exact chapter where that phrase, the gospel of the glory, it's two verses after that. Verse 6, it says this, that the knowledge that God commanded the light to shine in us, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory in the face of Christ. So it's an intimate knowledge, extremely intimate. So here's the piece that I was going to say, kind of missed it here, on the 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, when it's talking about the promises, because there's a transition that our relationship is. Everything about a relationship now is not under the law. Where he said if there was a law that could be given that we could have eternal life, we'd still be under the law. There isn't. It's all under promises. So I have to learn how to really walk in promises again and again and again. That's the consistency what he's trying to teach us. So with this verse here, verse 20, it says this, for all the promises in him are yes. So now I know the answer to every single prayer. In Christ, it's yes. But he puts the two pieces like this. And so the two become one. I got yes and amen. So that yes and amen have to be both together inside me so that when I speak, he says this, to the glory of God through us. His glory is, I'm a vessel, and his glory is coming through me in spoken words. These two words, yes and amen. I agreed with what the Holy Spirit is. Amen is so be it, and let it be so in my life. There. I did my introduction to where I'm at, but let me share this with I'm going to read out of the Bible and that story of Nicodemus when he comes to Jesus, because there's a transition that same transition, that's what this gospel of the glory is doing. It's making a transition from the old to the new. Here's in chapter 3, John 3, I've got the New King James Version. This is what it says. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay, let me make some statements about this. Jesus answered a question that's not written there. That question, if you look at it again, what Nicodemus said, he says, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus completely misses what Nicodemus said and answered the question that Nicodemus should have been asking. And he said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If we were going to use our old way of thinking, we would think Jesus is talking about being born again, because that's what is told a lot. And if you look at that, if he were asking that question, he says, well, what must I do to be born again? And then Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say, unless you one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It has nothing to do with being born again. It has everything to do with seeing the kingdom of God in that spiritual realm, his glory. And the only access to seeing that, I do have to be born again.